Hey guys, it's Jesse.
And Hannah.
And we have upgraded from Skype to
Zoom. Oh
my
God. And I need to take this a moment to introduce us to our special co-host tonight, which is this huge fucking zit on my face that is like its own continent. It appeared out of nowhere in the middle of the night last night. And I like touched my face and was like, oh no. So I have a mud mask on to try to make myself pretty because Benny is coming tomorrow.
That's so soon.
I know. Even though I will be wearing a mask the entire time so Benny will not see it, I'll know. So I gotta do what I can.
Yeah. I mean, you're still beautiful inside and out.
Oh, thank you. Sitting here with my face full of glam glow.
I mean, I love glam glow, so.
Same. Bougie as shit. I got it for my birthday.
So good. I always get the sample sizes just because, like, I've never used through all of it and it's, like, so expensive. Might as well just get the little.
The jar's going to last me forever. I usually just do it as a spot treatment and sleep with it.
That makes sense.
Works really well. But since I have the jar now, I'm like, go big or go home.
Yeah. You're valid.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's new in your life? You know, it's midterms.
Yeah. I just had my last midterm today. And I finished that. Yeah. And it went well. Benny's coming tomorrow. I'm talking to my parents about switching up my nannying schedule because I can't keep doing this. So I'm trying to just do mornings every day instead of full days, 3 days a week.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm starting on Wellbutrin today.
So I love Wellbutrin.
I'm so excited. So I'm tapering
it's
off my
so
lithium.
Good.
And getting on Wellbutrin, and I'm excited for that. I'm going to go pick it up after we're done with this recording.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you will like it.
I'm psyched.
Yeah. It definitely has made my life a lot better.
Yeah. I had a really hard week, like, psychologically, but I used all my skills from DBT, and
yay!
My therapist was so proud of me, so that was fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Benny's coming tomorrow. Ah!
I know, very exciting.
Just for 24 hours, just they're coming and leaving, basically.
Yeah,
but then they'll be here for good soon. Dropping off a cat, yes. So I will have another cat in this apartment.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, ugh. Five cats and a dog.
That
in
is so
700 square
much.
Feet.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's whatever. Like, it's what it's gotta be.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
How about you? How is your life?
My life is okay. I also had a psychologically difficult week.
Ooh, look at us!
I wonder what's happening.
Mercury's in retrograde is what's happening.
That's true. I mean, I know there's a bunch of other stuff in retrograde, like Mars, I think, just started. Jupiter has been in retrograde. There's a lot happening.
Good.
Stars.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been having these, like, not full breakdowns, but, like, they should be breakdowns, but I'm not letting them happen. that are, like, revolved around, like, my ability to, like, oh, no, you're a little frozen. There you go.
It's okay. It's, We're good now.
It's, like, revolving around my ability to, like, actually work.
Sure.
And support myself as an adult due to the just thousand of overlapping disabilities that I've got going on.
That's a mood.
Because it was like the last 2 weeks I had problems going on with my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, there goes all my energy because your stomach is just, it does so much.
Yes, it
and,
does.
And I was in like a lot of pain. And then I was having like brain problems on Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, I had migraines. Like, it just doesn't end. It's such bullshit.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm really worried about it. And my job ends in, like, May, June, so it's like, well, I have to something next.
Yeah.
And I don't actually think I can work a 40-hour a week job.
Me neither. I have this new fun
scary
thing going on where I can't stand for more than like a minute and a half, which is great for the baby. I can walk for longer than that. Not like a long time, but like if I'm moving, it's easier. But if I'm just like standing,
Yeah.
I get really lightheaded and it's not fun at all.
Yeah. So,
like, I can walk to the pharmacy, which is next door, to get my prescription after this, but I'm worried about standing in line at the pharmacy once I get there.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's very really frustrating. Rough.
Yeah, and it makes it really hard with the baby.
Yeah.
And my family is, of course, completely unsympathetic. Not that I've told them about it, but, like, they know that I have struggles and are completely unsympathetic about any of that, so.
Yep. I think that's a normal family thing. I think families refuse to believe that anyone in their family is disabled unless they are literally bedridden or in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And even then, they don't believe it.
Could you stop biting me? No? He can't stop biting me.
Mom's hand is just too delicious.
It's too delicious. So, yes, I interrupted your what's going on with you to talk about what's going on with me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like maybe you have some answers. I mean, you definitely don't. Oh, but I'm God,
I don't. I don't have answers. I have experiences, but I don't have answers.
Yeah, I just, like, don't know what to do.
I was able to work a full-time job for a year before I was laid off.
Yeah.
It was from home for the most part. Mm-hmm. I would stealth take naps in the middle of the day quite often.
Yeah.
And I had coworkers who were really great and supportive, even though my bosses were not.
Yeah.
And so they were able to cover for me. Could you stop, Eli? Hang on.
It's okay.
No. He's like leaving holes in my hand here.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's vicious. He doesn't like when I'm recording because my attention's not on him. So he. Yeah.
God.
He's a drama queen. You should see him when I pet one of the cats. He just, like, sits on and goes, like he's dying.
Oh, my God. What a
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, he's a baby. Yeah, so I don't really have advice. I mean, capitalism is terrible, and the world is a mess, and it's bad out there.
I don't know. I need to, like, kind of get to some sort of answer, and we're not going to get to one on this Zoom call, so let's talk about the episode.
Let's do it! What did you think of this episode?
I don't remember it, because I watched it so long ago.
That's fair. Yes, I've been too busy to record. It was really funny. I just watched it today.
I don't remember.
It's got Ted's whole erection that won't go away thing.
Oh, yes, it was funny. Yes.
And this is Brian and the priest.
Yes. Okay.
And,
so it's a good episode.
Michael and Ben getting back together.
Yes. Okay. It was good. I liked it. Except I hated Debbie. She's such a bitch.
Debbie was terrible. I'm quite fond of this episode. I think the writing is just really snappy and fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the most Justin, so that's always sad for me. But what is
Brian,
there
though.
Is really fun. Yeah. And Christianity plots never really grab me. But as they go, I don't hate this one.
Mm. I mean, I also don't necessarily like Christianity plots because I don't like Christianity.
Same.
But as a gay faith worker, I mean, technically, you could consider me a faith worker, I liked this plot a lot. I thought it was very fun and very, like, I don't know. I don't know anyone who, this is going to sound so stupid, but I don't know anyone who's a faith worker who's straight.
I don't know any Christian faith workers, so.
I know a few, but they're all gay.
I know one, but they're gay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of gay people we have a lot of interest in the metaphysical.
Yeah.
And the spiritual. And it's interesting to think about because the sort of, like, spiritual establishment, especially in Christianity, is not known for being too super friendly to us.
Mm-hmm. I really like the character of Reverend Tom. He didn't come across as, like, a hypocrite or anything.
No.
He's just a gay man who's also a priest, and he believes in each one very strongly. And though he's worried about being outed because of what it would do to his career, he's not ashamed of who he is.
Yep.
And he's not self-loathing. And I love that scene at the very end where he buys Brian the drink. And then he watches Brian and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this moment for him where I think it's the way I read this moment is he's looking at Brian and Justin and thinking, like, wow, this guy, Brian, who seems like this, like, beacon of sin and everything, is being really sweet with this guy. Like, they're clinking their glasses and they're cuddling and they're dancing. And it's like this moment of, it's overblown, but this moment of holiness in this like sinful place. It's love in somewhere that's just supposed to be lust. And it's saying, okay, this is what being gay can be. It doesn't just have to be some guy you don't know ramming you in the baths, which I think is probably his only experience with gayness. It's like, you could have this. And so he's seeing this and he smiles and he's really happy for Brian. So I like that scene a lot.
Yeah, it was good.
And I love when he tells Brian off in the church.
Get
the fuck out of my church.
Great. Yes. Yeah.
Brian with his mom is another thing I really like, just because Brian is scared of her, and we don't get to see Brian scared very often.
That's true. I didn't like her. I like the priest a lot more.
I mean, she's a terrible person, but I like when she shows up anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I was really surprised when Brian's, like, sister and nephews were there. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Claire, we will see again. We will see them both again in a terrible episode in season 3.
Great.
And then I don't think we see Claire again, but we will see Brian's mom again once in season 4.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the synopsis for your new book. It was literally season one.
Oh, it's
Queer
as Folk. Yeah, it's season one. It's season one and a little bit of season two. It's season one at 204.
I was, like, surprised that they didn't try and, like, I don't know. Like,
they
I feel
don't
like
know.
They don't know that no. that's. What? How?
They haven't seen the show. It's a gay show from the early 2000s. It's, like, not a lot of people our age have seen the show.
That's so weird. I feel like a lot of people our age have seen, like, But I'm a Cheerleader.
I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite gay movie. I think it is so fun. It is, it's great. It's really good. Everything's either pink or blue, which I also love.
I think you're thinking in terms of, like, the L word, which, like, most lesbians have seen. But there's way more gay male representation than there is lesbian. So there's other stuff you can watch for gay men now besides Queer as Folk. It used to be all there was.
Yeah.
But now it's old. It's dated. People don't. It depends what you're looking for. People say that it's unrealistic. It is unrealistic. That's not the point.
But it's a classic.
I like it because it's a romantic
epic. I like The
epic.
Breakfast Club.
I love The Breakfast Club.
I'm over it. Like, I understand why people like it, but it's not for me.
It was my first R-rated movie I ever saw, so it's got a soft spot. I was like 11 and my parents let me watch it.
Okay. Yeah. I remember my first PG-13
movie. Oh, what was it?
It was 13 going on 30.
Oh my God, I've never seen that one.
Oh my God, you would love it. It's so you. It's very 80s, which I feel like you like the 80s.
I do like the 80s.
It's fun. It's fun. I think you would like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think now for people who want gay male representation, it's everywhere. It's
so easy to find. Yeah, but I feel like the representation that we have now is so, like, bad. It's like it only exists to be palatable to cishet people.
There's stuff like, have you seen Looking?
I know about it. I know I should watch it. I know Jonathan Groff is in it.
It's not bad or anything, but it's boring as fuck because it is realistic and people's lives are boring.
Yeah.
So, like, it's dull. So Queer as Folk is this romantic fantasy. It is this world where everybody's having sex all the time and everyone's dancing and nobody has real responsibilities and, you know, stuff like that. And people, it's okay to not like that. It's okay to want something more realistic and want to see Looking where they're just on the apps and going to work and every once in a while they hook up with someone. Mm-hmm. But, like, and that's fine if that's what you want. If you want to, like, see your life, but I don't want to see my life. My life sucks.
I mean, I definitely see what you're saying with, like, normal people's lives are not entertaining enough for TV shows.
I want the romantic epic, and straight people get that, so why can't we have that? And I think that's what's here.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the epic love story of Justin and Brian, and then some other shit going on. Some other characters we don't care about.
Uh-huh. Some other characters you don't care about, but I like.
And I'm glad you do. I'm very glad you do. So, where are we going to start?
I guess let's start with Emmett and Ted.
Okay. Ted has a date with Thor, who is hilarious. Yeah. I love Thor.
He's weird.
Thor's like one of my favorite bit characters. I'm like, whose idea was this to make this guy hilarious? Like, what?
I miss the guy who was addicted to meth.
He'll be back.
Thank fucking God. He's like one of my top 10 characters of all time.
You will see him at the end of season 3.
Thank God. I love him.
I don't think he's in before then. Yeah, end of season 3.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Me too. He's great. Yeah.
And then...
My dog is like climbing up my back here. Can you see him?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, what was that?
Yeah, that's my dog.
Oh.
Hi.
He really wants to eat your mask.
He really wants to eat the mask. It smells like mint, and he's like, it's mine. What are you doing? yes, so he's got a date with this guy, Thor, but he's too tired, so Emmett gets him Viagra, which I assume he stole from George.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he mentions it's for octogenarians, so I assume it's George's.
Yes, that would make sense.
Yes, and Ted takes it. Mm-hmm. The date is canceled, and now he has an erection that won't go away.
Yes. And there Except was that a... it could, if he wasn't an idiot.
How would it go away? I don't know how things work.
You have to
come. Oh, you just have to jack off? That would make it go away? I'm sure he tried that.
Oh, well, then maybe he's just an idiot.
But there's... I love the scene where he goes to Melanie and Lindsay's house.
Yes. And it's so good.
And they're all joking around, and Brian says, have you tried scaring it? And then says, boo. And Justin says Brian needs to try it because their sex life isn't what it used to be. And then we find out that they do try it.
Yeah.
And Brian's, it's Flag Day. There's just a lot to love in that scene.
A lot of really good lines.
Mm-hmm. They're just having fun.
Yeah, it was really good. Time.
Yeah. So Ted eventually hooks back up with Thor, and while he's doing so, the erection goes down, and he celebrates.
Yes, which is a little embarrassing for Thor,
but, Thor.
Whatever, he needed it.
Yeah, it's a fun plot for Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's his best when he gets to do comedy.
I agree. Yeah, although
he has a dramatic arc in season 3, and he does a phenomenal job with it.
Good. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably really love it.
I think you will. It's, people really love or hate that plot. I love it.
Okay.
So, we'll see. But I know some people who say, like, oh, yeah, that horrible Ted plot, and I'm like, what? Okay.
No. Okay, let's... The lesbians didn't do anything, so I think we can skip
Lesbians had a lovely brunch. We got to see Gus a little bit. He was with Brian. It was cute. Lindsay had that one scene with Brian.
What?
They were walking around by the bookshop, and Brian talked to her about religion, basically, and not believing it. And he shall know the truth, and the truth shall set him free. Stuff like that. It wasn't much. It showed that Brian... knows his religious stuff more than people give him credit for, because he quoted the Bible and then knew what verse it was.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, he grew up in a religious household. Mm-hmm. Why would you ever expect any differently?
There are so many questions I have. I'm just transitioning to talking about Brian now. About Brian's upbringing. Because his mom says stuff like, I wish we could be close like we once were. And it's like, were you? Tell me.
She probably believes that they were close.
But, like, what if they were? That would be interesting.
It would be interesting, but I think it's more of like how moms think that their children, like their little boys, like they think that they're close with them, but it's really just like men being stupid.
And Claire says a line where she says, I've been taking care of mom and dad since we were little while you did nothing. Is that true? I would like to know.
And, I mean, probably. It's probably true.
Brian's mom saying, I had to let him hit me so he wouldn't hit you. Did he hit the kids? I would like to know. It's like, there's a lot of questions here that won't be answered. And the actor who plays Brian, Gail Harold, he really wanted season 5 to focus on Brian's past and his upbringing and his childhood. And they were like, no, let's instead have it focused on you being a man whore. And he was like, God damn it. And he was really not pleased with that. And it's one of the reasons the show ended after season 5.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, because they wouldn't listen to him and the actors were over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was really Randy Harrison, who plays Justin, who wanted to leave. And they were like, well, we can't do the show without him. So he really didn't like doing TV, it turns out. He'd never done TV before. He did it. He didn't like it. And he's really only done theater since.
That's valid. Yep. Theater, I've said it before and I'll say it again. No one likes to hear it, but theater is real acting, whereas TV and film is like, it's kind of like pretending to act.
It is. It really is. My only TV experience.
Over and over. Like,
my only TV experience is doing that miniseries that I did on arthritis. And the amount of starting and stopping there is, and my poor cat's having an asthma attack next to me, and the frequency you have to stop and adjust the lighting or tweak your shirt or like so much like that. It's exhausting, and you never get to feel like you're in character like when you're in a play or anything. So I completely understand not liking it.
Yeah.
And that's what he said that he didn't like, is he didn't like all the parts where he wasn't acting.
Yeah. Makes perfect Eli. Sense.
Okay. Yes. So I want to know more about Brian's childhood. We never will.
Yeah.
So we just have to make it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what fanfic's for.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. I agree with you. I would like to have more episodes like this.
Yeah. And sadly we will not.
Yeah.
While we're on Brian, I'll do Justin because he doesn't do much. They're cute together.
Yeah. I like the scene at the end with them dancing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is very cute. They seem very happy.
Yeah.
The scene at the beginning where they're doing two guys at the same time is like good for them.
Yeah.
I like to see Justin topping.
Yeah, I did like that aspect of it, but yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like scenes that I don't need, but I still have to watch
that.
Them.
I get that.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about, like, all the sex scenes, but
yeah,
I don't mind. Speaking of sex scenes, Ben and Michael.
Yeah, it was nice. I like, you know, I feel like Michael could have tried harder. And he could have tried better to get Ben back. He does obviously get him back, but I do think that his attempts weren't very good. I don't know. It felt a little meaningless to me.
Yeah, so. The singing scene is so cringy.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
No, who would?
I don't like seeing people sing badly.
Yeah, me neither. That being said, he and Ben are very cute together. And I think they've got some great chemistry.
I agree. Very much a fan of Ben. I like him. They did have the dinner scene. Yeah, they had a dinner scene where Debbie was being a bitch. And Vic was great. He was very nice.
Vic was great, yeah.
Yeah. Proof again that Vic is the superior family member.
Honestly, this watch through is making me appreciate Vic so much more, and I feel so proud that I get him every time on the Which Queer's No Character You Quiz.
That's Vic, my so man! Funny.
Yeah, he's my dude.
Oh my god. It makes so much sense to me that I am Brian.
Debbie and Ben will eventually
but I don't appreciate
be
it.
BFFs,
oh, sorry.
But it's not
I know that the Zoom is always catching up because there's like. Yeah. One Wi-Fi's bad, then the other one's bad, and it's like, yeah. What were you saying?
I was saying Debbie and Ben will eventually be BFFs, and they're very cute together, but it takes an annoyingly long time.
Is it going to happen in this season?
Yes.
Thank God. Okay, so I was really afraid when you said that last time that it was going to be, like, season 5, they're finally friends.
No.
I was like, I can't do that.
She definitely likes him more than Michael as time goes by.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
They're very cute.
Oh, didn't he say that his mom was also in PFLAG or something?
Yeah, we're never going to meet her.
Yeah, but it's, like, nice that she can kind of, like, there's...
Yeah.
The seeds are being planted for, like, places where she can connect with him, mm-hmm. which is good. Yeah.
Let's see. Did we miss anyone?
No, that's it. Because we did cover Brian and the Priest pretty early on.
We did. At the beginning. Priest was cool. I wish we saw him again, but...
Same. Could have been a really interesting character. And, like, an addition and, like...
He's another one who shows up in fanfic a lot.
Yeah. Like, I definitely understand, like, people at this time, and especially queer people, being, like, super anti-religion and, like, we can't have any characters who are, like, involved with religion. But that is kind of the storyline that I'm really yearning for.
Yeah, it's so Christian-centric, too.
Yeah.
We do have that little moment of Ted saying, God still loves you no matter what. And he just throws that out there and says it really simply and doesn't make a big deal out of it. And I really like that.
Yeah, me too.
Should we do our hot or not?
I'm ready.
I'm not, but I'm ready to be spontaneous. Okay, hot.
Okay, so my hot is going to go to Brian.
Yep.
He totally could have been an ass and not, you know, been with his mom and not, like, you know, he could have just been like, Mom, you're a bitch and I'm never seeing you again. And also, stop being mean to me just because I am gay. And this priest is not your son. But he didn't. And I feel like that is really selfless of him. Like, even though obviously it's hurting him, like, he can kind of sense that his mom is in a greater state of need. And yeah, I don't know. I just think he like grew as a person. Like, his self, like, expanded, like,
yeah,
like when you're pulling on taffy. That's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna give mine to Michael. He decides that he wants Ben back and he commits to it.
And that's valid.
Yeah. And he doesn't let his mom or anyone talk him out of it. And he says his friends, like, tells them, like, you know, where to stick it. And he gets up and sings, which is very brave, even if it's cringy and terrible.
Yes.
So that's fair. I'm going to give it to him so rarely that when I get the opportunity.
I know. He's such trash.
He really is.
It was.
He's better now that he's with Ben, though.
Yeah. Yeah. He finally, I feel like, has gotten past, like, stunted part of himself, and he's sort of like entering into like a growth period.
There's an episode coming up where he's gonna finally really get over Brian.
Good.
And it's very well done. And he's actually imagining Brian at one point, and Brian leaves and shuts the door, and it's like this metaphorical, like, door shutting, like, and that's over now. And it really is.
Wow.
And it's very nice to have that over with. It's exhausting. Not.
My not is gonna go to God.
No one was really that bad.
Debbie. It's just gonna go to Debbie for being such a bitch. Like, how can you have literally your brother lives with AIDS and, or actually maybe he just has, no, he's got AIDS.
He has AIDS.
Yeah, and like you're an asshole to another person just simply because they are positive, and like you're gonna, like, make an ass out of yourself and embarrass him in front of everyone else at the dinner table. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Hate her.
I'm gonna give it.
Sometimes I like her.
I'm gonna give it to Lindsay.
She had one moment.
She was in that scene with Brian, and she was really lecturing and annoying. And no one was really that bad this episode besides Debbie. So.
That's fair. I was considering Ted for being an idiot.
Okay, you want to hear about next episode?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Okay, episode 10 is called Priorities, Please. Mm. Michael mourns the death of his comic book hero, Captain Astro.
What?
He's gonna die. While Debbie finds a real-life murder victim behind the diner.
No fucking way.
Let me tell you something. This plot fucking rules.
I'm so excited. I love true crime.
It's gonna go on. They're going to not talk about it for a while, and you're going to think that it's over, and then it's going to come back in the most incredible way.
I'm literally so
excited.
Season three!
So fucking good! Okay. Debbie finds a real-life murder victim behind the diner. Emmett helps George to enjoy himself. It's very sweet.
Oh.
Melanie and Lindsay are inspired by the contents of Lindsay's Granny Faye's secret letters. This is the worst thing ever. They're going to find out that Lindsay's grandmother was a lesbian and read all of her letters. It's terrible. And they're going to be all like, oh, Cody Faye, The Yearning.
You're frozen, but I feel like I'm going to like it.
It's bad.
I mean, but I like reading through old people's letters.
Then maybe you'll like it. I don't know. I hate it so much. Every time Lindsay says Granny Faye, I want to shoot her.
Granny Faye is the stupidest name ever. No one should ever have that name. However, I am intrigued. So we'll see.
All right. I'm glad you're intrigued. Yeah. And then next episode 11 is the lesbian wedding. So that's nice. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Are they going to at least have a chuppah?
No. They don't. I don't think.
No chuppah. They're not going to break any glass.
I don't think so. Melanie says the word beshared.
Look, I mean, this is going to come off so controversial. But weddings that don't have those things, to me, aren't real weddings. Because I've never been to one like that. Like, that's what you do.
I know. Fake shit. Yeah. I've been to them. They're weird.
I don't think I ever want to go to one.
I don't recommend it. The one that I went to was on the day of the Pittsburgh shooting. So it was not a time to be surrounded by Goyim. And yet there I was.
Yeah. No thanks.
No thanks. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. My dad literally said that dinner was ready as soon as we started recording.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Fuck. So now I'm going to go eat some cold tacos. Right.
I'm going to go get some Wellbutrin.
You're taking it at night?
No, I'm just picking it up.
Oh, you're picking it up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll take
Great. Love being confused and not paying attention to anything. Cool. Thank you guys so much for listening. You should go ahead and follow us on Twitter at A Little Too Harsh, at Hannah Musk, and at Jesse_Quinn. And that is all. Wish Benny a safe flight. Actually, just kidding. Benny will have already been back.
They're in back by now.
Never mind. Okay, that's it. Adopt a cat.
Adopt a cat.